Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are watching their 6 or 7 year old children fall apart when homework gets challenging or when tests are approaching. And I want you to know something really important right from the start. You are not alone in this. This is one of the most common challenges parents face during these early elementary years, and there is so much we can understand and do to help. So take a deep breath with me. Maybe grab a cozy cup of tea if you have one nearby. And let's talk about what is really happening when your child melts down over homework, and more importantly, how we can support them through this beautiful, challenging phase of development. First, I want to validate what you are experiencing. When your child dissolves into tears over a math worksheet, or when they start saying things like, I can't do this, or I am not smart enough, it breaks your heart. You might feel frustrated, worried, or even a little helpless. And all of those feelings are completely valid. This is hard. Watching your child struggle is one of the hardest parts of parenting. But here is something wonderful that the magic book taught me, and it changed everything. When your child falls apart over homework, they are not being dramatic. They are not being lazy or difficult. What is actually happening is that their developing brain is learning something incredibly important about stress, challenge, and resilience. And this learning process, it looks messy. It looks like meltdowns and tears, and I can't do it. But underneath all of that, something beautiful is growing. Let me share what the research tells us. Children ages 6 and 7 are in a critical developmental phase where their cognitive abilities and their emotional regulation skills are maturing together. Think about it. They are being asked to sit still for longer periods, focus on increasingly complex tasks, and manage their frustration when things don't come easily. That is a lot for a brain that is still building the neural pathways for self-control and stress management. The National Academies of Sciences did comprehensive research on child development, and they found that emotion regulation plays a vital role in early academic success. But here is the key. These skills develop simultaneously with academic skills. Your child is not just learning to read and do math. They are also learning how to handle the feelings that come up when reading or math feels hard. And that second part, that takes time. Years, actually. Experts at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta emphasize something crucial. Some academic stress is actually healthy and helpful. It motivates children to try, to practice, to grow. But it becomes problematic when it overwhelms their ability to function or when it starts stealing their joy. And that is where we, as parents, can make such a beautiful difference. The research is really clear on this. Children benefit most when parents validate their feelings before jumping to problem solving. When we say things like, "This feels really hard right now, doesn't it?" Or "I can see you are frustrated with this problem," we are teaching our children that their emotions are valid and manageable. We are showing them that feelings are not the enemy. They are information. But when we skip straight to fixing, when we say things like, "It is not that hard, just try harder," or "You need to focus better," even with the best intentions, we accidentally send the message that their feelings are wrong or too much. And that can actually make the anxiety worse. So what can we do? How can we support our children through homework stress in ways that build their resilience instead of their anxiety? First, break big assignments into smaller, more manageable pieces. A 6 or 7 year old brain can feel completely overwhelmed by a full worksheet, but if you cover up all the problems except one, suddenly it feels doable. You are not changing the work. You are changing how their brain perceives the challenge. Second, create a calm, distraction-free space for homework. Turn off the TV, put phones away, maybe play some gentle instrumental music. When their environment is calm, their nervous system can stay calmer too. Third, teach them simple coping strategies they can use in the moment. Deep breathing is powerful. Breathe slowly in through the nose and out through the mouth. Do it with them. Make it a game, or try progressive muscle relaxation. Squeeze your hands tight like you are holding a lemon, then let it go and feel your muscles relax. These tools give children a sense of control when everything feels out of control. Fourth, and this is so important, model healthy stress management yourself. Let them see you take a break when you are frustrated. Let them hear you say, "I am feeling stressed about this work deadline, but I know I will feel better if I take a walk. Would you like to join me?" You are teaching them that stress is normal and manageable. And fifth, maintain balance. Make sure homework is not their whole life. Encourage other interests and hobbies. Make time for unstructured play. Children need time to just be children, to relax, to be creative, to move their bodies. This is not wasting time. This is building the foundation for lifelong well-being. Now, let me tell you about a story that might really help. In the Book of Inara, we have a beautiful story called The Comfort Keepers of Meadowbrook Farm. It is about Rumi and Freya, two wonderful friends who face an unexpected disappointment when their zoo plans change. And through their experience at a gentle petting farm, they discover something magical. They learn that setbacks and difficult moments are not failures. They are opportunities to discover new strengths and new ways of coping. When Rumi and Freya meet the gentle animals at the farm, they learn about comfort keepers. These are the strategies and supports that help us feel calm when challenges feel overwhelming. For the animals, it might be soft fur and patient hearts. For children, it might be deep breathing, a favorite stuffed animal, or knowing that mom or dad believes in them. After you read this story with your child, you can have a beautiful conversation. You can ask, "What are your comfort keepers? What helps you feel calm when homework feels hard? Maybe it is taking a break to hug the dog. Maybe it is doing jumping jacks for 2 minutes. Maybe it is knowing they can ask for help without feeling like they failed." This story shows children and parents that disappointment and challenge are part of life, but they do not have to face them alone, and they do not have to be perfect. They just have to keep trying, keep learning, and keep discovering what helps them feel strong. You know what I love most about this developmental phase? Your child is building their relationship with challenge right now. They are forming beliefs about what it means when something is hard, and you get to help shape those beliefs. When you respond to their homework struggles with patience and validation, when you help them break problems into smaller pieces, when you teach them that mistakes are how we learn, you are building their lifelong capacity for resilience. The research from CASEL, the Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning, shows that social and emotional learning in schools leads to better academic performance and decreases in stress and anxiety. But it starts at home. It starts with you, showing your child that they are capable, that challenges are temporary, and that you believe in them even when they don't believe in themselves yet. So tonight or tomorrow, when homework time comes around, try this. Before you open the backpack, spend 5 minutes connecting. Ask about their day. Give them a hug. Let them know you are on their team. Then, when you sit down to work, remind them that it is okay if things feel hard. Remind them that their brain is learning and growing. Remind them that you are right there with them. And if they melt down, if the tears come and the "I can't do it" starts, take a breath. Validate their feelings. Help them use their comfort keepers. And remember, this is not failure. This is development. This is your child's brain learning how to handle stress. And with your patient, loving support, they are building skills that will serve them for their entire life. You are doing such a beautiful job, wonderful parent. Your child is so lucky to have you. And the Magic Book and I, we are always here for you, with stories and wisdom and love. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.